reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Planners of the Manitou Arbor Eco Village want their residential community to be a place where people live harmoniously with each other and with nature. It's a planned village near Kalamazoo. Sister Jenny Jones is the founder of the Eco Village. She's also an environmental studies professor at Western Michigan University. Tell us first what the Manitou Arbor Eco Village is.
Well, first of all, everyone who decides to join or live in the Eco Village has a basic kind of covenant of shared values and a desire to be a member of a community, which means that we're independently living, but there's lots of things we can do interdependently. And among the things that we can do interdependently is decide how we eliminate a lot of the stuff that we don't need. How do we make our lives simpler?
And how do we?
We're talking about sharing things. We're talking about building the residential units all to some type of green standard, which uses less energy. We're talking about ways of conserving water. We're talking about sharing cars in the future, possibly. We've talked about purchasing kinds of washer dryers that are too expensive for an individual but are very efficient both with water and energy use. Talking about eventually, at some point in time, hopefully becoming more energy sufficient than ourselves in terms of using solar and perhaps sometime in the future wind. So the main goal, I think, will be is to simplify our lives, to be good neighbors for, that's why we call it a village, because in the village days, people knew each other. Unfortunately, so much of our living today, we don't even know our neighbors.
Do you think that sort of model can be broadened to the general community?
That is our hope. In fact, we're going to great lengths to try to make it as affordable as we possibly can. We're trying to create something that people will look at and say, gee, I'd like to live that way. It makes sense. It makes sense for the way I live with my family. It makes sense for our world because we know that the way that we as Americans are living now is simply not sustainable.
Why is this so important to you?
It's important to me because I think that the way we relate to each other and the natural world is a matter of ethics and morals and faith as well as economics and caring for each other and caring for our planet. I've been involved in the environmental arena for more than 40 years, and I think about the places I used to visit that were beautiful. I see what's happened to them now. I guess my concern is for the children and for the future. I wish we could leave them a better world than we seem to be leaving them at the moment. We can't change the whole planet. We can't change things on a big scale. But can we do something better in our little spot of the world and in a way that people will look at it and say, I would like to do that. I'd like to try that.
Is this effort also part of your religious walk?
Well, I view it that way, but it's not coming out of a religion per se as much as spirituality. And when I say that, all of us who are involved in developing the project have a sense of something bigger outside of ourselves, something holy, if you will, however you want to call it, in our relationship with the natural world. We find some aspects of our God in that context, however you want to call that, okay? So it's not a religion base, but I think it's based on spirituality of connection, of relationship, a sense of wholeness, oneness with everything that is. I mean, we already are part of the whole, but we'd like to be more in harmony with the whole instead of, working against it. I mean, so much of what we do in our culture seems to work against the sense of unity and oneness. The values of competition seem to prevail over the values of cooperation, for example. And we're going to have to keep working at it. And as long as we keep working at it and trying to make it better and keep stretching ourselves, I think that we'll be doing all that we could do. And that's all we can ask of ourselves.
Thank you so much for telling me about this.
Well, thank you.